right, so we left off talking about the going concern assumption.
This idea that when we look at financial statements, we're assuming the company's going to keep operating.
Like a ship sailing smoothly on calm seas.
But we also said that sometimes storms can pop up, even after the ship has left port.
Exactly. And those storms can really make us question whether that ship can stay afloat.
Or in our case, whether the company can stay in business.
And that's where those events after the reporting period become so crucial.
Because they can give us clues about potential storms brewing on the horizon.
Let's say a company experiences a major fire after the reporting period ends. And that fire wipes out their main production facility.
That's a huge blow.
Or maybe a key customer that they relied on for a big chunk of their revenue suddenly goes bankrupt.
Ouch.
No, these events didn't happen during the reporting period itself.
But they can still have a significant impact on the company's ability to continue operating.
And that's when the going concern assumption comes into question.
So how do we know if the going concern assumption is still valid?
Well, it requires a bit of judgment.
And some detective work.
We need to look at all the available information.
Including those events after the reporting period.
And assess whether the company has the resources and the ability to overcome these challenges.
So what are some signs that the going concern assumption might be in trouble?
Well, there are a few red flags to watch out for.
Like what?
For example, if a company is consistently losing money.
That's never a good sign.
Or if they're having trouble paying their debts.
That's another big one.
Or if they're facing a major lawsuit that could potentially bankrupt them.
So these are all things that could signal that a company might not be able to stay afloat.
Exactly.
And if the going concern assumption is in doubt.
It can have a big impact on how the financial statements are prepared.
How so?
Well, for one thing, assets might need to be revalued.
Meaning they might be worth less than what's currently stated on the balance sheet.
Because their future value is now uncertain.
And that could lead to some pretty big write-downs.
And in addition to revaluing assets, companies might also need to make additional disclosures in their financial statements.
To highlight the risks that they're facing.
And to be more transparent about their financial position.
So it's like adding a warning label to the financial statements?
You could say that.
Saying, hey, there's some uncertainty here. Investors beware.
It's all about providing a more realistic picture of the company's financial health.
And that's why those events after the reporting period are so important.
Because they can force us to look beyond the numbers.
And really assess whether a company is truly a going concern.
It's all about connecting the dots.
And seeing the bigger picture.
And sometimes those dots can lead us to some surprising conclusions.
This is fascinating stuff. I think our listeners are starting to get a real feel for the complexity of financial reporting. But it's also empowering, because the more we understand about these concepts, the better equipped we are to make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
All right, so we've covered adjusting events, non-adjusting events, and the going concern assumption. What's next?
Well, now that we have a good foundation, I think it's time to look at some real-world examples.
Perfect. Because sometimes the best way to learn is by seeing how these concepts play out in practice.
So in the next part of our deep dive, we'll explore some specific cases of events after the reporting period and discuss how they impacted the companies involved.
And more importantly, how those events can inform our own investment decisions.
Exactly.
So stay tuned, folks. We've got a lot more to uncover.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
Yeah, we've really gone deep, haven't we?
We talked about those adjusting events.
The ones that make companies go back and revise their financial statements.
Like when you discover an error in your accounting.
Or when a lawsuit you thought you'd win suddenly goes the other way.
And we also talk about those non-adjusting events.
The ones that give us a glimpse into the future.
Like a company announcing a major acquisition or selling off a big chunk of their business.
And then there's the going concern assumption.
That underlying belief that a company is going to keep operating.
But we also saw how events after the reporting period can sometimes shake that belief.
Like a fire that destroys a key production facility or a major customer going bankrupt.
It's all about connecting the dots and understanding the bigger picture.
And recognizing that a company's financial story is constantly evolving.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about. So for our listeners who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by all this information, what's the one thing they should take away from our deep dive today?
I think the most important message is this. Don't just rely on the numbers in the financial statements.
They're just a starting point.
Exactly. Dig a little deeper. Look for those events that happen after the reporting period. And ask yourself how those events might impact the company's future.
Because those seemingly small details can make a big difference.
Especially when it comes to making investment decisions.
So stay curious, keep asking questions, and never stop learning.
The world of finance is always changing.
And it's up to us to stay ahead of the curve.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And until next time, keep diving deep into the world of knowledge.
See you then.